Welcome back to another episode of Blessed Is She That Believed. We are in season 3, episode 23. I call this episode Rest and Compassion. So it's like two different things. Obviously, rest is different than compassion. But I combined them because it's kind of like how the Lord gave it to me. And so I want to share what the Lord spoke to me. And I actually talked about the compassion part on social media, on my TikTok and Facebook and Instagram. But I couldn't talk as long as I wanted to because there's a time limit. But there's no time limit on podcasting. So before we get into it, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you right now for every listener who's tuned in. I thank you for opening their ears so they may hear your voice. Father God, Lord, hide me behind your cross so I may not come with my own knowledge, my own wisdom. But Father God, let your word flow through me like rivers of living water, Father God. Permeate the atmosphere of every listener, Lord, with your presence. Father God, I come against all distractions, disturbances right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, silence the voice of the enemy while your word is going forth. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. So rest and compassion. Let's see. I think it was like last week. The Holy Spirit was dealing with me, told me to go live and to make a video like on TikTok and stuff about this account in Matthew chapter 18 that I'm going to read to y'all. And it was more so for business owners. So if you own a business, if you're an entrepreneur, Christian entrepreneur, business owner, this part is for you. Not only is it for you, but the rest also is for you too. So it's not like it's not for everybody else. Everybody can get this. I mean, it's the word of God, but I know the Holy Spirit was speaking specifically to me as a business owner, about this. And I'm gonna tell you, you'll find out why in a couple of minutes. So Matthew chapter 18, starting around verse 23, Peter had just asked Jesus, like, how many times am I supposed to forgive my brother? Like when he sins against me, like till 7 times, and Jesus said until 7 times 70. So, or until 70 times 7. Then in verse 23, he goes into a parable. It says, therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold and his wife and children and all that he had and payment to be made. So basically, since you can't pay, I'm going to sell all y'all to make up for the deficit. The servant therefore fell down and worshiped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. And then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because you desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due to him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespass. Now, this is dealing with compassion in the area of forgiveness. what the Holy Spirit was dealing with me on is compassion when it comes to my business. My business, and when I say my business, I use my loosely because this is the business the Lord told me to start, because I had no, let me tell y'all something. I had no desire to be an entrepreneur or a business owner. This was not my doing. Like I said, when I hear the Holy Spirit telling me to do something, I'm going to do it because I'm too afraid not to do it. Now, there are times that I have not done what the Lord has done. The Lord was speaking to me in a different way. He wasn't audible. He was showing me to do something and I completely missed it. Like, I'm completely like not paying attention to the signs. But when I hear them, I hear them. That's how this podcast came into being, because the Lord told me to start a podcast. And I'm so glad I did, because look how many people, look how many lives it's touched. It's touched over, like, I don't know, it's a lot of y'all out there that are listening to this podcast. So praise God. But, you know, and if I wouldn't have been obedient, there would have, you know, like, I just think about all the little red dots that I see on the map of the world where my podcast has been picked up. And I think, like, if I wouldn't have gone to Target and got a microphone, if I wouldn't have done what the Lord told me to do, just think of, like, I mean, the Lord would have raised somebody else up to do it, but he told me to do it. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, yeah, 2021, I had written my manuscript for my book, summer of 2020. I literally sat down and wrote the whole thing in one night. My book, Bless the She That Believe. If you hadn't gotten a copy, it's on Amazon, or you can go to my website, blessthesheThatBelieve.com. Anyway, thought I'd plug in right there, shameless plug. Anyway, so I finished it up in the summer. It got published and everything. And I got my first box of my books, like late 2020, early 2021. And I open the box and I hear the Lord, the Holy Spirit speaking to me as I'm looking at my first copy of my book. And the Holy Spirit is like, this isn't just the name of a book. This isn't just the name of a book. This is the name of a business. This is the name of a company. And I'm like, I actually heard this is the name of a brand too, you know, like, and I'm sitting here like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm not an entrepreneur. This is not what I do. Like, I am not trying to be an entrepreneur, because my stepfather has a tile. He has a flooring business, Corporate Arts Flooring. And he is so gifted in this. Like, he does very artistic stuff with people's floors and showers and tubs. And it's like crazy what he can do with his hands when he's doing that stuff. And I mean, his business has gone under with the recession of 2009, you know, like, I've seen the ups and downs of it, because, you know, that was his business. I mean, and that's his livelihood. That's how he puts food on the table for him and my mom. So it's kind of like, I mean, that's how they paid for me to go to college, you know? So it's like, I don't want that life. I don't want it. That's hard. I don't want to do that. Well, guess what? The Lord told me to start a business, and I know the Lord told me to start a business because he was already sending clients to me before I got the LLC. Like, he was already sending me people, and that's one way to know the Lord has told you to do something, because, like, you got to realize you're the answer to a problem. You're the answer to a problem. You are the solution to a problem that is happening. I am a solution to people's problems when it comes to websites at an affordable price, or when it comes to getting advice for their business, how they should do things better. Like, I'm the answer to a problem. And the Lord was allowing me to create that space so I can do websites, graphic design, flyers. I can do all of those things because God put it in me. And the funny thing is, I didn't go to school to learn that stuff specifically. Like, my I started my business before I graduated from grad school, and my last degree is in instructional technology. So I literally can hire myself out to companies and businesses and go in and fix the problems. Like, if they're having a problem with retaining customers, I can go in and strategize and figure out what they're doing to what they're doing as far as how they're losing customers, but also come up with a solution on how they can keep customers, how they can retain them, you know. So that's what an instructional technologist does. They go in and fix, they're the problem solvers. Okay. Well, within getting that degree, I learned how to write grant proposals. I learned how to write, it was something else. I can't even think of a technology plan. I learned how to design a website, because that was my portfolio for before I graduated. I had to come up with a portfolio of everything that I did. So I put it on a website. Like, it, that's, and that wasn't even how I really learned how to do a website. Because that was through Google Sites. So through Google Sites, it's already kind of set up for you. I was trying to get the business started in 2021, and the person who published my book, I asked her, how did she get her websites done? And she said, I actually offer a course on that, and if you pay this amount of money, I'll show you how to do it. And I'm like, okay, cool. And when I got done talking to her, the Holy Spirit said, you know how to do that. I put that in you. And I was like, for real? Like, mm-hmm. And guess what? I went home and made my website that day. So if you go to my website, blessedisshethatbelieve.com, that's the website. So I went home and designed that whole website. You know, like, I didn't know I knew how to do that stuff. I didn't know I knew how to be a graphic designer. Like, that, it's crazy. It's so crazy how the Lord puts gifts and talent. Like, that's why you can't ever let somebody tell you that you're nothing. No, God puts stuff in you. You are the answer to a solution. Like, you're the answer to a problem. You're the solution to a problem out here in the world. Everybody has something that God has put in them that is going to help the world be better. It's just that the enemy will lie to us and tell us that we're nothing. Tell us that, you know, especially with rejection and loneliness and all of this stuff, you'll feel all that and you'll go through it and you're like, oh, I must be nothing. Then if people keep leaving me, or people keep abandoning me, people keep rejecting me. No, you are something. That's why the enemy keeps coming at you with those things, because he wants you to actually believe that about yourself, so you won't believe what God has done through you. He has made you fearfully and wonderfully made. He has an expected end for you. He loves you. He dotes on you. You are the apple of his eye. Like, he doesn't want you to see all of that. Those are lies the enemy keeps putting in front of you. And because that, you know, your perception is what you see, and if that's all you see, it's going to be hard for you to believe the word of God. Oh, that's just taking me to a whole different place. But anyway, that's for somebody. As I say, that's for somebody. So yeah, the Lord was already sending people to me about designing flyers, about, well, what will it take to do this and this. And I'm sitting here like, how I got a whole business and I don't even have my stuff together? Because the Lord told me to do it. Just like when it came to the podcast, the Lord told me to start the podcast, and I'm sitting here like, but like I said in episode 1 and 2 of season 1, everything was already set up for me to walk into it. When the Lord has called you to do something, stuff will already be in motion. Stuff will already be set up for you to just literally walk into it. And that's how it was. People were already coming up to me the whole year before I started a podcast. You need to be doing podcasting. I mean, it was totally random, y'all. Like, how people would just come. You know, you have a voice for podcasting. No, I don't. I'm a teacher. You know, but it's crazy. Like, Now I'm a little concerned, because guess what? It's just popped in my head. I'm a little concerned now, because this past semester, my students would not stop asking me if I was a preacher. And I'm like, y'all, I need y'all to shut up. You know, I wanted to tell them that, but I couldn't, because I'm a teacher. I can't tell my kids to shut up. But in my head, I'm like, I need y'all to shut up saying that, because the last time people was telling me something like that, I ended up with a podcast. Now y'all sitting here talking about, are you a preacher? No, don't ask me that no more. Leave me alone. I'm not a preacher. Like, stop that. Like, Miss Cooper, you sound like a preacher. Miss Cooper, you be preaching at your, oh my gosh, leave me alone. Like, stop saying that, because I'm a little concerned, because I mean, I kept hearing it and hearing it. But yeah, so it reminded me of the whole year before I started podcasting. You need to be a podcaster. Are you podcasting? You need to get you a show. You're on a podcast show. Like, oh my gosh, stop. So anyway, we're just going to put that on the back burner about that preaching thing. Like, I'm just talking. That's all this is. So anyway, yeah. So when God has called you to it, you literally will walk into it, because everything will be set up. And that's kind of, and he'll start sending people to you, because you're the answer to those people's problems. Especially when it comes to business, he tell you to open a bakery. Okay. That's because it's about 15 weddings getting ready to occur, and they need a cake that is reasonably priced, and you are going to be the person to be able to fill those orders. That's why, you can go in the grocery store or wherever and you see an aisle full of toilet paper. Just think if we only had one brand of toilet paper and that was the only brand of toilet paper, them people would be out of business, because they wouldn't be able to keep up with the demand. So you may think, I can't make toilet paper. It's 10 other companies that make toilet paper. You're helping them shoulder the burden of keeping up with the demand by supplying that need. And your toilet paper maybe is going to be different than everybody else's. Notice every brand of toilet paper is different. Charmin got the bears. Angel Soft got a little baby on it. Cottonelle is Cottonelle. You know, like, it got the ridges on it. You know, every brand of toilet paper is different. You, if the Lord told you to make toilet paper, yours is going to be different too. And it's going to fill a need. Some people may not want Charmin or Cottonelle or Angel Soft. They may want your toilet paper, because your toilet paper is different. So whatever it is, you're going to feel a need that is in the earth realm. And the Lord put you there to fulfill that need. But don't ever get it twisted, because he'll raise somebody up to fill that need if you decide that you ain't going to do it. Trust. So I said all that to say, talking about compassion. You got to have compassion as a business owner. You have to. Now, what I don't want you to hear is, because I did not say this, I'm not saying this. This is what I'm not saying. I'm not saying to let people walk on you like a doormat. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is compassion. Compassion, if we look up the definition, which I'm going to do right now. Excuse me. Sorry, y'all. Compassion means sympathetic pity and concern for the sufferings or misfortunes of others. Having concern for the sufferings or misfortunes of others. Compassion means to suffer together. It is the literal meaning, to suffer together. Passion is Greek for, is either Greek or Latin for suffering. That's why it's the passion of Christ. It's the suffering of Christ. And calm means with. I know that because con in Spanish is with, and also in Latin. So with or together suffering. It's actually, you know what? It's actually together, suffer together. Because you have calm, C-O-M, you think about company. You think about I can't think of another word, compound. Like, it's together, okay? It could be translated with, but I think that's in a different meaning. But in this instance, it means to suffer together. So, when you have compassion, you're suffering with someone. You understand where they are. It is defined as the feeling that arises when you are confronted with another's suffering and feel motivated to relieve that suffering. That's compassion. You feel motivated to relieve that suffering that that person is going through. My business, the Lord told me exactly what my business was about. My business is to help business owners who are getting started. I don't like to say small business owners or small businesses because I feel like that's speaking that over your business, that it will be small. So I like to say people who are starting their businesses. The Holy Spirit gave me specific instructions. Like, I am here to help people who are starting up, have startup businesses. So that way they can feel a burden lifted off of them. Because to start up a business, mine was a little easier because it's all online. But to start up businesses, it's hard, especially when you have a brick and mortar business. And in, if it's a restaurant, for example, you got to get menus, you got to do marketing, you got to do advertising, get a website, you got to get social media. Like, you got all of the, all of these things that you got to get started. And while you're trying to get the business up and running, you know, you got to fill in orders, you got to get food orders, you got to get everything, you got to get the business, you got to get the business built, you know, get the chairs, get the decorations. You got all of that stuff you have to worry about. So my company is to alleviate the other stuff like social media, your marketing, advertising, your logo, all of that stuff. That's what my business is for. That's what the Holy Spirit told me that. I'm like, okay, because I'm sitting here like, I ain't never done none of that stuff. But okay, if you told me, okay. So that's what I've been doing, you know, working on websites, doing stuff like that. Well, this is where the rest ties in. Okay. The rest ties in. I'll come back to the rest, but I just want you to know I'm going to come back to this part. So earlier this year, well, actually this whole year so far, we're in July. So this whole year so far, I haven't had any customers, and I'm like, what is going on? This is crazy. Usually I get like one or two customers during the summer, and that's cool because the summer is really when I start working, because I don't have anything else to do because I'm off work from my main job. I don't work on stuff during the school year because it's hectic. It'll probably be a little bit easier to do business now because I'm working with seniors, and you know, it's, they're seniors. They moved me to teach seniors, so I'm excited about that. So it may not be as stressful as working with the underclassmen, but it's still, you know, it's still work, still stressful. But yeah, I do all my websites and stuff during summer break, Christmas break, and spring break. Those, that's really when I be, when I'm working. Okay, now I haven't had any customers. However, there was this instance, like I said, I'll come back to that where I haven't had any customers. We're going to put a pin in that and I'll come back to that on the rest part. Now, earlier this year, someone recommended a client to me for a website. Here's the thing. Okay. Now, back in 2022, this was before I started this podcast. Before the Lord told me to start this podcast. So I would say, oh, this is going to be, this is funny because now I'm going to, I don't think I told the story of what happened. So this is going to be interesting because this happened with someone who is here in my hometown. And, if people from my hometown listen, I hope they don't know who it is. I'm going to be as vague as possible because what I don't want is, this is not me gossiping. This is not me trying to get back at somebody like that. Like, no, I'm just sharing my testimony. So take it how you want, but that's, I'm putting this disclaimer out. I'm not saying this to belittle anybody or to be rude. This is just a part of my testimony. So, if I shared this and then you heard it, then I'm sharing it again. Okay. Well, 2022, I was hit with strep throat and COVID back to back. Okay. Not a good time. And it was at the beginning of summer. Well, before I got COVID, when I had just got diagnosed with strep throat, I had to go to Walmart to pick up my prescription. I think they put me on a Z-Pack or something, whatever it was, antibiotics, whatever. I was trying to make sure I didn't come in contact with anybody. I don't even think I had a mask on. I think I was trying to just cover my face up with my hand or something. But anyway, because I was fresh out of like the immediate care, like fresh out, go pick your prescription up. Okay. I'm walking in the store because the line was too long. And I was like, I just want to get my stuff, go home and go to sleep. Well, I ran into a young woman who had already asked me to work on her website. I knew her from working at a previous job. I'll say that because I don't want to get too specific. And she's younger than I am. So I was like, she asked me like before this instance. And I said, yeah, but give me to the summer when I can really focus on it. Okay. Now, I saw her walk into Walmart. And you know how you try to wait people out because you don't want to talk to them. I wasn't feeling well. I had strep throat and I just did not want to talk to anybody. I just wanted to go into Walmart, get my medicine and come home. Like, I did not want to be having a conversation with anybody. My head was foggy. I was out of it. I don't even understand how I was standing. So I go into Walmart and I'm like, please, Lord, don't let me run into her. Guess who I run into? I ran into this girl. So I had to put my hand up and I said, I got strep throat. Don't come any closer. Okay. And she's like, please, please, can you work on my web? Like, she was begging me and I'm like, okay, fine. Now, pause for a minute. I usually, when I'm doing my business and somebody asks me for to do a website, usually I pray about it first. Second, I have a video conference with the person and we talk video conferencing, because I need to see your face. Like, I need to see you, and I'm just like that. I need to see who you, like, I could know you, but I still need to see you. We need to talk about this face to face, whatever. Or either I'm going to meet you in person. I'm going to have you sign a contract, because I do free consultations for the fact of I need to find out. I'm not going to charge you to consult with you and then you don't even, no, I'm not going to charge you for that. Because that doesn't make sense. I need to hear you out and hear what you need me to do. Then we move from there. Then once I've met with you, I'm going to pray again. Because the Lord might be something. That's why I like to meet with people or see their face. Because it might be something that I need to see. And the Lord will be like, no. Leave that one alone. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to pray again and I'm going to tell you, okay, I'm going to get back with you. Give me like 24, 48 hours. I'm going to get back with you and let you know what I come up with. I'm going to send you a contract for you to sign. You're going to pay me my money. You're going to pay me the money up front, because I'm not doing anything until I get paid. That's how I am. Like, as far as I am, that's how I am now. How I am now. Used to be, I would do a deposit, which would be 75% of the initial, you know, the cost of what the project, and then you pay me the rest of it when I'm done. But now, no, pay me all the money up front. That's just how it is. Pay me everything up front. No partial payments, nothing, because of this whole situation here. So, yeah, I was sick. You heard all the steps that I go through, because I'm not going to do a verbal agreement and then stuff gets misconstrued and da, 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 da. And now we don't have any money and I've put in work. No, I'm not doing that. No, I have a process. You sign a contract first before I even start, and you're going to pay me my money. That's how it is. So I didn't do any of that. I just started working on it because I'm like, I'm home with strep throat. I don't have nothing else to do. You know, it's just my throat, because I was foggy at the moment because I was tired. I wasn't feeling good the night before, so I was up all night. And then I had to sit in the media care place with screaming, crying kid. I'm worn out. I want to go home, go to sleep. But I was like, I could start on it because I'm just going to be home for the next couple of days. I don't have nothing else to do. Might as well get started on it. So I started on the website. Y'all, I put in so much time in this website. The initial cost of this website was going to be $4,000, right? This person tells me they can't pay $4,000. I said, okay. I dropped it to $2,500 or whatever it was. So she agreed to pay that money. Okay. She agreed also to pay the $4,000. But when I saw when it, like, we need to renegotiate this. Okay. So by that time, I had already done basically most of the website. It was just a lot of other stuff. Like, it was very detail oriented. A lot of detail had to go into this website. It was a, let me tell you something. When I tell you I did that and I ain't trying to take no, like, let me tell you something. I take my boast in the Lord, because when I tell you the Lord did his thing through me on that website was a beast, and that thing looked good. Okay. It looked good with a T. Now, I will say, by meeting this person, I actually was able to meet somebody else who happened to be related to me. That person paid their money up front, paid cash up front. Cool. Bet. Nice. But the first person I was working with never paid me my money. It is 2024. I don't have a penny. I don't have a dime of that money. Only, actually, you know what? I take that back. That person paid a deposit, which was a fraction of what was owed or what is owed. I have yet to get the money. Okay. It's 2024. This happened in 2022. This is almost exactly 2 years ago. And it's funny that I'm actually talking about this, because it's about actually 2 years exactly since all of that happened. So yeah, I never got paid. And because of that, the reason why I took the time to go back to that is because now I have somebody earlier this year, who was recommended to me to do a website. And I have to be careful, because some people have really jacked up websites. And it's because they paid somebody a lot of money to go in and set it up, and the person didn't know what they were doing and they messed it up. And it's like, I have to take a lot of time to go in and locate where the problem is, unscramble the problem, and then put it back right. So that's like a lot of money, because I spend a lot of time doing it. Because I'm gonna tell you right now, once I get started with a website, I will stay up all night working on the website. I'm gonna put me a couple of movies in, pop me some popcorn, and I'm gonna go to work. I work at night when I do websites. I'm a night owl. I will stay up. Like, one website I remember, I think it was the person I was just telling y'all about, I think I stayed up to like 6 o'clock in the morning working on a website and slept the whole day. But see, that's why I like to work during the summertime or Christmas break or something like that, because I have time to do that. Yeah. So the referral was telling me he had all of this stuff and he didn't know why it was doing. And I'm sitting here like, man, this is a technical problem. I don't even know if I'll be able to do that, but I got to be able to see what's going on. And I tried to go on the website. It wasn't popping up. And he was like, I shut it down because da 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 da. And I said, okay. I told him a price. Now, as soon as I told him the price, Holy Spirit said, that's too much. Why are you charging him that? Like, the Holy Spirit was all on my behind, y'all. Like, seriously. And I'm like, I'm not about to get duped again into doing something that I don't get. Like, I want my worth. Like, this, I'm worth that. And the Holy Spirit told me Like, I'm having a whole conversation in my mind with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit was like, that's not what your business is for. Your business is to help people, not to burden them. Y'all, whew, I need some water on that one. Holy Spirit shut me down. And immediately, and I mean, that happened within a couple of seconds, because the man then says, I can't pay that. That's too much money for me. And I don't know. Okay, and when I tell y'all my heart broke, my heart broke. And that thing stayed with me. And to be honest, I completely forgot about it until recently, when the Holy Spirit brought it back to me. And that's when I made the videos on TikTok and stuff. Because when I saw this account, and I don't even know what happened. I don't know what happened, because the Holy Spirit brought this account to my mind to read it. And that's when that came back to me about the man. And compassion just stood out. The word compassion, out of all of this that happened with this servant and the king, compassion stood out to me. And I'm like, I wasn't compassionate with this man. He was an older gentleman, you know, like, I wasn't compassionate. And it bothered me, because I was convicted through the word of God. And I was like, you know, Lord, if you give me another opportunity, I'll make it right. Like, even if it's not with him, but I don't want my business to be a burden. I'm not trying to break people's bank accounts by building a website. And to be honest, I'm going to tell you, if you come to me and ask me for a website, I'm going to say, what's your social media platform looking like? Because a lot of people think they want a website, and it's like, you're not even utilizing your social media platform correctly. So utilize your social media platform correctly, and then we'll talk about doing a website, because websites are expensive. Websites are expensive. I'm going to be completely honest. Most websites are going to start you, they're going to start at maybe minimum $5,000, minimum. Like, that's rare. Websites can go all the way up to $20,000, okay? Depending on how big you need it, how detailed, how, like, expansive. Like, it depends. But there are people who charge $10,000 to $15,000 for doing your website a pop. You're not going to find too many people who go beneath $5,000, but that's where I come in, because I'm here to help. Now, I'm going to get you started with your website, and I'm going to give you all the rights. You're going to have all the rights. You're going to have the password. You're going to change it yourself. But if you just so busy you can't do it, then you hire me to keep maintenance on it. And then that's where my money comes rolling. You know what I'm saying? So, that's how my business works. But at the same time, like I said, I'm not trying to break people's bank accounts, because the Lord didn't tell me to do, like, he gave me specific instructions that I'm supposed to be a help and not a burden, that I'm not supposed to be weighing people down. That's not what these gifts are for. These gifts are not to be a burden to people. It's supposed to be a help. Like I said, you are the answer to someone's prayer. You are the answer to a problem here in the world. Whether you own a business or not, your smile, your laughter, your words of encouragement are the answer to someone's prayers. Like, you don't realize what your presence does to people. Because the Lord put whatever he put in you, like, it might just be when you walk in the room, people get happy. He put joy inside. He gave you the gift of joy, you know, a natural joy that people just radiate. Like, it just draws them in. You may have that the Lord gifted you with that. You don't know. Like, that's why you have to have a relationship with the Lord, so he can show you those things. And it's like, as a business owner, your gifts and talents that the Lord has given you, he's allowing you to earn money from it, But you're not supposed to be a burden to people. You're not supposed to be ripping people off and making them feel like they lost something when they hired you or when they paid you. That's not what your business is for. That's not what your business is for. And then here's the thing. Here's the kicker. This is what I forgot to say on my videos. You got to think about the times where people were compassionate with you when you didn't have it. That anybody can get that. You ain't got to be a business owner. Anybody can get that. Think about the times people cut you a deal when you couldn't afford it. When you didn't ask for it, or when you had the audacity to ask for a discount. And they say, okay, no problem. And they gave it to you freely, willingly. So now you can't do the same for somebody that you see clearly don't have it. It's one thing when somebody asks for it, but when they don't ask for it and you can see they need it, give it to them. What's so wrong with giving it to them? Quit trying to be greedy. You know, and I was motivated by, I ain't about to let nobody take advantage of me again. The Bible says, why not suffer yourself to be defrauded? And that's what the Lord had to tell me about the situation where the person ain't paying me the money. Said, don't worry about that. You just keep going. I got you. I'm your vindicator. I'm going to make the crooked places straight. If I trust God with everything else, why can't I trust him that he saw what happened and he's going to take care of me? You honestly think that taking advantage of one of God's children is going to just, he ain't going to do nothing about it. You honestly think he's not going to do something about that? Please. Trust and believe. He does not play about his children. He does not play about his children. Okay? So business owners, entrepreneurs, Christian entrepreneurs and business owners, just remember compassion. And I, like I said, that can go to anybody. Remember compassion. Remember how people were compassionate with you when you didn't have what you needed. When you were getting started with your business, how people donated to you, how people donated their time, their money, their efforts. So now that you have been established and stuff for a couple of years, you see other people starting, no, I can't afford to help you out, you know, but come back and I'll give you 10% off. Really? So you forgot how you started. Okay, you forgot that you were selling chicken dinners at your house. Huh. Now that you got a storefront, now that you got that brick and mortar, you don't forgot where you started. You forgot that you were selling the mixtapes out of... You forgot that you were selling the mixtapes out the back of the car, out the trunk. Now you got you a studio... And so you can't let nobody record for free one time, once a month. You can't let a young person record for free one time. Do one track free. You can't help them that way. Okay. All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, you a world-renowned author, so you can't give no advice to somebody who's up and coming. You can't promote their book on your social media platform. Because it might take away business from you, even though you've been on New York Times bestsellers list. Woof! So you can't help them out. So you forgot how you was making your own books on Amazon and nobody was buying your books. Oh, man. That's how we can't pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps. We can't. We can't pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps. That's a lie from the pits of hell. Pull yourself up by your own. How? Who bought the shoes for you? Who bought the shoelaces that go in the boots that you're supposed to pull yourself up with? No man is an island. We all need each other to be successful. We all need each other to succeed. Okay, so that's the compassion part. The rest. The rest. Where I put a pin in, where I said I have no customers at all this so far this year, I saw something on social media and I can't get to it right now because I'm fasting. I mentioned that on the previous episode because I'm actually recording this episode right after the previous episode. So I'm still fasting. But I saw a post on someone's social media page. And when I tell you, it hit home because I was trying to figure out, like, dog, why is the Lord telling me to rest so much? Because I think I mentioned it a couple of episodes ago. The Lord really wanted me, he's really been harping on me this year about resting and asking permission to do things. And this is for business owners, but anybody can get this one too. He's been like on me about asking permission to do things and resting. And when I don't ask him to do stuff and I just run and do it, I wear myself out. And then it's like, oh, you ain't want me to do that, huh? You know, like, and I'm tired. I can't do anything. So what I noticed is, one, no customers. And two, the whole month of June, I did nothing but sleep. All I did was sleep. It was like, if I could have got money off of how much I slept the month of June, I would be a billionaire, okay? Like, I was sleeping like I ain't never slept before. Like, sleep was getting, like, it was worn out. Like, I was, like, sleep was wearing out. Like, it was going out of style. I was sleeping like that. And I'm like, why can't I just, it was, and it was like, every time I wanted to go do something, I'm going to sleep. I wanted to go to my classroom, get started on stuff. I wanted to work on stuff in my office. It was like, no, go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Sleeping with the TV on. Sleep. Forgot to take my dog outside. Like, just sleeping. And I'm like, what is going on? And the closer it got to July, I felt like I was rested. Like, I was fully recharged. Fully recharged. And the post I saw was saying, if I can remember it, it was saying that, as far as business owners, you may be thinking that your business has slowed down and it basically has come into non-existence. Because, I mean, to be honest, I'm going to tell you right now, I thought about shutting this business down like at the beginning of the year. I was like, I'm not making any money. I was like, I actually owe the IRS some money because of the money that I made last year. So it's like, I'm not bringing in any revenue from this business. Like, Lord, do you want me to shut this down? Like, what you want me to do with it? And I didn't hear anything. And I'm like, okay, so that means to just wait. And so when I saw this post and the person said that, well, dog, that's, let me keep reading because you clearly talking to me. And said, you know what? Did I screenshot that to my mama? Hold on, let me see. I might screenshot this to my mama and I could just read it straight up. It'd be great if I can. Let me see. I know what I did. I screenshot it so I can go back and read it. That's what it was. Here it is. Yep. I screenshot it so I can read it myself. So the original person who posted it said this person shared it with her. So the post said, God showed me this and I would like to share it. It seems as if your business is at a standstill. You feel as if you're not progressing. Sales are slow and you're not getting any leads. Some of you even feel like you're returning to square one and God has given you the task of starting over. Y'all, that's really where I was. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is just for me. Of course, like, nobody else is going to read it, but it's just for me, you know. And it says, listen carefully. Don't give up. The slow progression is your season of rest. God said you are chasing a man-made system, and I'm trying to set you up to sustain a God system. Look around you. Every Christian entrepreneur you know is pacing themselves. They are resting. They aren't posting as much if it isn't meaningful. They are taking breaks and still trusting God. They aren't fighting to make a dollar. This is the season where God is giving you specific instructions to navigate what's coming next. What will look like turmoil and failure to the average eye is God resetting your business to sell smoothly. You will not follow the algorithm. It can't beat God. You will not follow the same rules. Your business is called a kingdom business for a reason. Those of you who have sacrificed your souls for a dollar will be unable to sustain because of your disobedience. Repent and get back to trusting God. So I saw that, and that's when, you know what, that's why that came back with the referral from this year. Okay, now it makes sense. And when I was reading that, that's when the referral part came and the scripture came, because the Holy Spirit showed me, like, you started making your business about yourself instead of about me. And that's where you messed up. You chose to have no money in your pocket versus lowering the price of your business, of your service. You chose to have no money in your pocket instead of lowering the price of your service. Like, I ain't had no money and I needed money, but it was like, well, no money. I'd rather take no money than to, you know, do something that's going to come. So what? I'm not saying that you need to just take whatever you can, but no, when you are serving, this is a service that I provide. To be a servant means that I humble myself and I do what my client asked me to do. They came to me looking for help. And if I keep in perspective of this is the business God started, told me to start, and I'm actually performing a service, I'm being servant unto the Lord by doing the service to somebody. When I keep that in perspective, what is it? I mean, yeah, the money, yeah, cool money, but I'm supposed to be serving you. And that's hard for people. That's hard for people because it's this. Some of you have a business and it's your livelihood. Like, that's the only income that you have coming in. It's different for me because this isn't my only income. But I feel it when I don't get it. I feel it, you know, but this isn't my only income. Some of you, this is your only income. So yeah, it's kind of like you got a set price, but the point is, don't forget whom you're serving. You serve as unto the Lord. You work as unto the Lord. You forget the face of the person that's in front of you. You do it as if you're doing it unto the Lord. That's how it's supposed to go. Yeah, they might cuss you out and stuff, but you smile and you say, praise God anyway. And you keep it moving. And that's really hard. That's really hard. I understand that. Because I used to work in Bath and Body Works. And let me tell you something. Black Friday, back in the day. Who? And you still got to smile and take all of those products back and ring them up. That's hard. But you're supposed to do it as unto the Lord. When you do it as unto the Lord, it puts a different perspective on it. And I forgot that. I forgot that I was a servant first, then a business owner. Servant first. How am I supposed to be showing Christ, but I'm demanding, well, you're going to pay me my money. You're going to do. That's not Christ-like. That's not Christ-like. The rest part is what really, because I'm like, man, I said, my business is resting. Lord, because I had a feeling. I said, the Lord is doing something with my business and I don't know what it is. Because it's like it's him. It's just he's putting it on hold. I said, I don't know what's coming. That's another reason why I'm fasting also. Because I'm like, I need clarity on my business and what the Lord wants me to do for the rest of the year. But I was like, the Lord has my business held up for some reason. Like, he's letting me rest and he's making me rest. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, after I got finished reading that post, I heard the Holy Spirit say, rest comes before movement. Rest comes before movement. And I said, that's right. Because before you had Elijah do all of that stuff, you made Elijah rest. Before you had David be the king, you had him out in the fields. He was working, but he was also resting and writing Psalms. He was worshiping God. Before there is movement, there is rest. Think about it. Before a woman goes into labor, or even when she's in labor, she may not be in active labor, but her water has broken. What's she usually doing? She's usually like just resting, like she's sleeping. She might be having contractions or whatever, but they're not that hard at that time. She's not in active labor. She's resting. She's getting all her energy together before she has to push something. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Before she has to push something out. Before she had to push that big head baby out. You know, like she's got to rest. Before you go to work, what are you doing? You resting. Like rest comes before movement. So seeing that post, it did something to me on the inside. And that's when I, like I said, I got two messages out of that. I got two messages out of that. But yeah, so if you're a business owner, or if you feel like the Lord has you resting, it's a good reason why, because you're getting ready to move. It's something getting ready to shift. Just be ready and make sure that you're in tune with the Holy Spirit so you can hear him when he says go. Just know rest comes before movement. All right. I think I have talked a lot. Yep. About that time. So, I pray that this was a blessing. Make sure you are sharing the podcast with your friends, family, coworkers, whoever. You can always visit my website. You can go on my YouTube, go on my Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Go wherever, blessed is she that believe. You'll see me, okay? Make sure, like I said, if you send me an email, say, hey, what's up? My email is blessedisshethatbelieved@gmail.com. If you see me on social media, you can shoot me a message or whatever like that. I'll respond as soon as I can. I hope y'all have a great rest of your week. And I will talk to y'all later. Love you. Bye.